Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikatan Yidchasa Min Aleph. We're holding on Yidzayinu Beis, four lines in the bottom, by the words Tan Rabbanan. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Kishem Sha'amru Asur Legaleach B'mayit, just like Chazal said that the person's not allowed to cut his hair during Cholamayit, they made a gzera against haircuts, that a person would get his haircut before Yom Tif, Kach Asur Lito Tziparnayim B'mayit. So they made the same gzera against cutting nails, and that they said that the person is not allowed to cut his nails on Cholamayit. Different Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaisi Matir, whereas Rabbi Yaisi says it's mutter, he said that they only made the gzera against cutting hair, not against cutting nails. The Braisa continues, Kishem Sha'amru Avel Asur Legaleach, just like they said an Avel is not allowed to cut his hair during his Avelus, so too he's not allowed to cut his nails. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaisi Matir, Rabbi Yaisi said that they only said an Avel is not allowed to cut his hair, but he is allowed to cut his nails. Amar Ula says Ula, that halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ba'Avel v'halacha k'Rabbi Yaisi b'mayit. By Avelus, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that an Avel is not allowed to cut his nails, whereas on Cholamayit, the halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi, that a person on Cholamayit is allowed to cut his nails. And Shmuel Amar, that no, halacha k'Rabbi Yaisi b'mayit uba Avel, even by Avelus, not just Cholamayit, even by Avelus, the halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi, and the person is allowed to cut his nails. And the reason why Shmuel was makel by Avelus is the Amar Shmuel, is Shmuel Shitasai, who always says that halacha k'divrei ha-makel be'avel, that the halacha is always like the makel when it comes to halachas Avelus. Now, Pinchas Achud Demar Shmuel is Rabbi Milsa. The Gemara says a story about Pinchas, the brother of Shmuel, that he became an Avo, he lost his son, and all Shmuel Lemishal Taimah Mineh. So Shmuel went to be Menachem Avo, and Chazanu Letzufrei, the Habu Nefisha, and he sees that his brother Pinchas, who's sitting Shiva, his nails are very long. So Amar Leh, so Shmuel says to him, Amai Leh Shekaltalu, why don't you cut your nails? Amar Leh, Pinchas says back to him, Ibididei Havo, Mimizazalta Bekuli Hai, if this happened to you, if you were the Avo, would you be so Mizalzal and Avelus to cut your nails? Pinchas questioned Shmuel if he was an Avol. So that actually was like a mistake that left the ruler's mouth, that left the king's mouth, and it has an effect, even though it was a mistake. And Lamaisa Shmuel then became an Avol. So now his brother Pinchas went to be Menachem Avol Shmuel. And Shaklinu Litzofrei, Shmuel took his nails that obviously he had cut, and Chavtinu Lape, and he threw it at Pinchas' face. And Amarle, and he says to him, he says to Pinchas, Lesach Beskrusel Es Fasayim, don't you know how strong, how powerful a person's speech is? How do we know that there's a special bris on a person's mouth on what he says? Shenemer, as the pasuk says, "Vayomer Avram el Na'arav Shvulachem Poyam Achamar Vaniva Na'ar Neilcha Adkoy V'Nishtachav V'Nashuva Aleichem." Avram Avinu, when he's saying goodbye to his Na'arim, he's going with Yitzchak to the Akedah. He says to them, "You stay here, and me and Yitzchak, we're going to go. We're going to bow V'Nashuva Aleichem, and we are going to return to you." Even though he was going to Shecht Yitzchak, he should have said, "I'm going to return to you." He said, "We v'estaya milsa d'hadar tarvayu." And the ma'isa, it worked out for him, and the taka both came back, Avram together with Yitzchak, so you see the power of one speech. Now says the Gemara that Savar Minei Diyad in the Regolai. They assumed in the Beis Medrash that this, that a Cholamayit or Avelus, that there's a heter for a person to cut his nails, and Stafka is his fingernails, because those are more disgusting, but not his toenails, that no one cares about. However, Amar Vanan Bar Tachlifa, L'didim Mefarshim Minei de Shmuel, I heard it in Shmuel Shir, that no, Loishan and Diyad, Loishan and the Regol. He said that both are mutter. Oh, even toenails. Amrav Chibarashi, Amrav, Mubagadnustra Aser. But you can't use the regular nail clipper. A person has to use a shinoi, which, the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, is that this is Dafka talking about for Avelus. But on Cholamayit, a person can even use a nail clipper, whereas the Ramah brings it to Minig Ashkenaz is to consider this halacha true even about Cholamayit, that a person could only cut his nails using a shinoi. Amrav Shemin Bar Abba, Havakimna Kamid Rabbi Yechanan. And he says a story that I was once standing in front of Rabbi Yechanan, Bei Midrasha B'chul Shamayit, in the base Medrash HaChol HaMayit, U'shaklinu L'tzufrei B'shinei. And Lamaisa, he cut his nails with his teeth. According to those who say on Chol HaMayit, a person has to use a shinoi, so that's why he cut it with his teeth. According to those who say that he doesn't, the pshat is because he was in the base Medrash, he didn't have a nail clipper. Anyways, he took his nails now that he had just cut, that he had just bit, uzarkinu, and he started throwing them around in the base medrash. He just tossed them. So shma minat chlas. That's the Gemara. You see from here three things. Number one, shma minat mutal lito tzipernayim b'chulo shamayin. You see, you're allowed to cut your nails, perhaps only with a shinoi, but you're allowed to cut your nails. Number two, shma minat ein bem mishum mias. That does not, it's not considered disgusting for a person to bite his nails. Shma minat mutal uzarkan. That there's nothing wrong with a person throwing his nails. Now ask the Gemara, ain't he really? You could just throw your nails. But Dani, but we learned in the Braisa that throwing nails is very dangerous. It could affect someone. And it says that Shleish Advarim Nemer B'Tzipernayim, that there are three things, three levels that were said about how a person takes care of his nails. HaKoivran Tzadik, when he buries them, he's a Tzadik. L'maisa, they still might get uncovered. So therefore, Sarfan Chassid, one who burns them, he goes the extra mile to burn them, he's considered a Chassid. Whereas Zarkam, one who just tosses them, he's considered a Rasha. So how was Shmuel, how was Rabbi Eichanan rather, how is he able to just toss his nails in the base medrash? Explains the Gemara, because time am I, what's the reason why Zarkam is a Rasha? It's because Shematavar Alein Yishu Baro Utapil. Is because maybe a lady who's expecting might step on the nails, and that can has an effect that could cause her to miscarry. Well, Isha be midrash leshchicha. A woman, anyways, doesn't come into the base medrash, so that's why Rabbi Yechna was able to toss his nails in the base medrash. Maybe the janitor will come, will sweep them all together, and throw them outside the base medrash. That's not going to be a problem either, because kevin de ishtani ishtani, the klal is once the nails leave its original place, so it doesn't have the ability to damage anyways. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Yechanan had nothing to worry about with throwing his nails in the base medrash. Now, Amar of Yudam Rav, Rav said that Zug Bami Chamsan Lufnei Rebbe, a couple once came from Chamsan in front of Rebbe, Umarzutra Masni, and Marzutra taught it as a Braisa, that Zug Bami Chamsan Lufnei Rebbe, Ubikshu Mimenu Tzipernayim. They asked him about cutting nails, perhaps on Cholomayid, is it Mutter or Asr? The Hitter Lehem, and he said it was Mutter. Then Bikshu Mimenu Safa Hitter Lehem. And then Rav, or the Braisa, says that if they would have asked Rebbe about cutting their mustache, he would have also been Matter that. Ushmul Amar, I've Bikshu Mimenu Safa, that the Taka did ask about mustache, v'hitur lehem, and he was mad at them to cut the mustache. Amar Abitul Safra Mishmei de Rav, that Safa mizavis lazavis. A person is allowed to cut his mustache from one end to the other. Sounds like no matter what, even if it's not bothering him, there's no gezeira against cutting one's mustache. Amar Rav Ami ubasafa makeves. Rav Ami says that no, it's only the part of the mustache that affects one's ability to eat and really bothers him. That's what he has a heter to cut. But otherwise, there is a gezeira even on shaving the person's mustache. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said about himself, now that a safa hamakeves, which bothers one person because it affects his ability to eat, that's mutter. So lididi, for me, I'm an istanis, that kasafa hamakeves damili. My entire mustache is like a mustache that affects one's ability to eat, because my entire mustache bothers me if it's too long, and therefore he was saying that he always has a heter to trim his mustache on cholamayit. Now that we mentioned one member from Abitul Safra Mishmei de Rav, the Gemara brings two more. Va'amar Abitul Safra Mishmei de Rav, that Pari Shaibi bin Moshe, Pari, who was the king of Mitzrayim during the times of Moshe, who Amo, Uzukani Amo, he was an Amatol, his beard was an Amo, Upramash Tikoi Amo Vizeres, and his aver was even longer than an Amo. L'kayim Ashenemru Shfal Noshim Yakim Alei, that Kodesh Baruch Hu will pick up a nobody, someone who's very low, like Pari, who was only an Amatol. Va'amar Abitul Safra Mishmei de Rav, this paroi, he was a sorcerer, or he was a kaifer, two different pshatim. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, hine yaitzo hamayma, that he went out to the Nile, either to practice his kishuf, or because he was a kaifer and he was pretending that he created the Nile.